Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah. All right. Now we got some time to stretch out. We'll mix up Rant Line with incoming fresh calls, and Phil got started, and I had to interrupt him. I apologize for that. Phil, thank you for waiting, though. Why don't you finish up?
Thank you, Todd. I was just Len Susio, who's, I think, a very passionate, you know, politician for the state of Connecticut and what we can do. I was very interested in his Millstone account and, you know, clearing that up with me, and appreciate you spending time with him. I do wonder about several months ago, when he was very also passionate about the mistake or computer error or the non-follow-up of Eversource with the billing miscue with thousands of Connecticut customers being well overcharged. And I don't listen all the time, but I'm a pretty good listener, and I don't remember any follow-up or any you asking him that question or et cetera.
Yeah, it's funny. He did mention it. He did mention it recently in the last couple of weeks when we've been talking about these Eversource issues, and he did. So for people who didn't hear it, Len Susio, former state senator who's running for re-election, trying to get back in the Senate, when he was finishing up his term a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, he caught them on his own bill. There was an error on the rate they were using to charge him for the energy, and he chased them down on it, and he got, according to what he said, that he got rebates issued to the other customers, and there were a lot of people who had the same thing happen.
Okay, a lot of people, but it wasn't. It seemed like there were thousands of people, and I don't know.
You know, it wasn't like this. I don't think it was like this, where this is the legislature passing a law saying you must raise the cost of electricity in the state of Connecticut. We're only number one right now. We want to drive it higher, and we want to do that by buying more expensive and unnecessary green energy from sources that we don't even know if are available, so it could really drive up the cost a lot more as time goes on.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you for the call. I'm glad you asked that follow-up question, because we don't it's not linear what we do here. We're all over the place, and a lot of times we don't follow up. And next time we talk to Len, we'll ask him to give us a few more details on that. Okay, first Rant Line call, then we'll alternate to the live line in the Rant Line.
So I just wanted to say that it seems to be quite obvious that with the information out that our crews were sent to the Carolinas, and that's why we haven't seen any linesmen around here.
I don't know if that's true. If there's specific information, I mean, the rumor is about that the crews were sent elsewhere because Ned had decided there was nothing much happening in the state. But we don't know if that's true, I don't think. But if you have something specific, let me know.
It's disturbing to know that at the expense of our own state people, the customers of Eversource, that they'd rather send the people away from us than take care of others where they can charge money to these other municipalities in other states, big, large amounts of money, and not just take care of our own state people. The other part is, I feel the governor totally knew about this. It's a total smoke show to know that he's trying to get PURA involved and investigate these, you know, Eversource, where he was part of it. I don't think people know that the state and legislators are in between us and Eversource and making a lot of the rules and then acting like it's Eversource's fault.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to, but absolutely. The government, as we know, destroys everything it touches, drives up the costs on purpose. We know this on everything they do. They find a way to make it more expensive because that money goes to special interest voters, locks them into being Democratic voters. That's how it works. It's scary, but that's what they do. I'm not exaggerating. Well, look at project labor agreements, for example. Agreements between the government on issuing contracts for a construction project, requiring that the contractors pay the highest rate available, the union rate, to drive up the cost. And they don't do this to make it safer. They don't do it to make a better project. They do it to pay off their voters. It's scary. And that's how government works. So I'm not, I don't know what Ned knew. Any conspiracy theory that requires ascribing some great abilities to Ned or intelligence or what have you just strike me as far-fetched. But it's a matter of speculation.
Stop it, man. It's clear as the nose on your face. We're supposed to be tortured because we didn't bow down to the power company's increase. That's why the shenanigans keep happening, mate. Later.
Yeah, well, I think it's possible. The power company makes so much money, though. Why would Eversource or any power company? It's a license to steal, and you have the protection of being regulated. So you watch Ned right now. He's acting like the tough guy. I'm going to, like a laser beam, I'm going to focus and fix this. They fix nothing except the profits of the people involved with the electric companies. Being regulated in the way they are means that they're not making the decisions. The politicians are. So politicians can issue some decree like, okay, double the amount of green energy that you're buying. You know, if we have to drive the state's economy on windmills to satisfy the Democrats' desire to transfer money out of the hands of fossil fuel companies because they're Republican into the hands of Democrat companies because they'll donate to the Democrats, they don't care that that means you're going to get shocking electric bills, but they get embarrassed when those bills come out, so they immediately roll them back to try to, you know, see if they can wait for the smoke to blow over and then take a different approach. 860-522-9842. Juan in East Hartford, what's up?
I have a few things today. One is that lady called earlier before the king spoke. She said that he was a con artist, and I tell you, she hit her right on the head. Because this guy, he's, you know, if we don't, in Connecticut, we do not listen. We hear things and we ignore them. They told us about 2 years about the energy hikes and the changes. We never listened to it. We never listened when Blumenthal lied about being in Vietnam.
Since you have a bunch of points, don't do a dissertation. Run through your points because I don't have much time.
All right. So that's one.
Do you have other points you wanted to make?
Yeah. The other point I wanted to make was talk about Blumenthal. And he's not, you know, you look at the Hartford Current. There was nothing on the Current today about Blumenthal getting caught lying about intelligence and being called out on the Senate. That's big news. That's our senator. Somebody called them out. The Current ignore it completely. And the other thing I wanted to talk about today is America is doing really well. Credit card balances are going down. We're not listening. Why do we want to spend all that federal money when we do not need it? We're doing well. Let the economy open. Let the kids go back to school. That's it.
Well done, Juan. You're fired up. I like you fired up.
Oh boy, am I fired up! And I tell you, you're welcome to come over for dinner at my house. I love to cook dinner for you any night. You can tell me
what kind of food.
Whatever you want me to make.
No, I want you in your sweet spot. No, what's your sweet spot? I want your sweet spot.
Latin food.
Okay. No, we'll do that because my wife's a chef and she makes Italian all the time. So it would be fun for us to have it. We'll do that. I will check with her, find a date, and we'll see if we can do it.
All right. Email me. We'll knock.
All right. Thank you, Juan. 860-522-9842.
Hey, Todd. I just heard that Eversource is going to change their name to Neversource. Bye.
I've gotten a bunch of those calls. But it's so good. It's so good. They must have known when they made the name they were asking for trouble, don't you think? Bruce calling from Bristol. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Thanks for taking my call. I got a couple quick points. One, I'm in the vast minority, I'm quite sure, but I am personally happy with the job that Eversource has done. I mean, we had over 700,000 people without power, and now most of them are back online. So my call is a little bit of a shout-out to all the hardworking guys at Eversource and other companies that have been called in and got our power back on.
That's great. They deserve, you know, the people who go and do the frontline work deserve accolades.
Yeah,
and so I'm glad you're giving.
I know things could be managed better and what have you, but that's what I'm talking about. And the other thing is, you know, if you constantly suck from the teat of government, expect milk to always be there, there's something wrong with you. And what I'm saying with that and that is, how about some self-preparedness? If you're not prepared to go a week or 2 weeks minimum without lights, power, and other things, you're just not getting it, because the government isn't always going to be there, as we know. I mean, they suck at a lot of things.
Yes, but one thing they're really good at is building phony narratives to throw us off track. So one of the narratives they pump up all the time is everything is government's responsibility. And then the media repeats it. Like this talk about the $800 a week, $600 a week extended unemployment benefits from the federal government, which was just such a moronic thing for the Republicans ever to allow to get through the U.S. Senate. It's unbelievable. So the media reports this as if somebody broke, like they sent John Dillinger into your house to break in and steal this unemployment away from you. Like it's your birthright.
Right.
And the Republicans are taking it away. So when you've got this machinery of deception built up, it's hard for average people to maintain any sense of reality.
Well, you have to. And, yeah, don't even get me started about that $600 additional unemployment benefits. That is just incentivizing people not to work. It's insane. I never approved of it. And I cannot believe Donald Trump or anybody signed off on that.
It's ridiculous. But they've gotten to the point now where they've trained us so well, Bruce, to be dependent on the government, that they don't want to give up the opportunity to provide that service. And they're afraid to stand up and say what's right. The other thing is, thank you for the call, Bruce, and for your patience. The other thing is, the federal government shouldn't be throwing anything in. The problem we have with COVID is there's so much money being given to people to be quiet and happy during the shutdown that there's not an appropriate pushback saying open the darn economy up. And that's what they're using, our money to anesthetize us so we let them destroy the economy. What kind of crazy situation is that? 860-522-9842. Bob, West Hartford, hi.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Go ahead,
sir. What do you think the odds are that Jolly Ned could get the state DMV to work for that same performance-based pay that he's going to hold Eversource to?
Oh, can you imagine if they regulated the DMV like they do the electric? They'd start commanding that cars only go 30 miles an hour and have to get 100 miles per gallon. Oh, it'd just be beautiful. Yeah,
would straighten everything out, don't you think?
Well, if you think things are too crooked right now, it would certainly put them more. You know, it's so ridiculous, the idea. You know, my brain is cued. So when he starts repeating a phrase, he said performance-based incentives, I don't know, three or four times during the press conference. I'm really going to zero in like a laser on performance-based. And that's how you know we're in trouble. Like, that's the new rhetorical panacea, where he's going to be sitting swinging in his hammock while people drop grapes in his mouth. And he'll just be saying, look at the performance-based incentives, how well they're working. It's so ridiculous.
And if he could turn that to something he actually has control over, you know, being the DMV, it'd be a little more realistic than to ask an outside entity to do something for him. Don't you think?
Well, let me. I think the not to not to be argumentative, Bob, but I think the opposite. Because the government runs the DMV, they have no ability to make it do anything properly. But because Eversource is a private company, it's only harassed and issued decrees by the government.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.